So, you have a Christmas movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be about this guy named Scott Calvin who, you know, kills Santa Claus.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know, but hear me out.
Okay.
So Scott and his son Charlie hear somebody stomping around on the roof on Christmas Eve, right?
Oh, is it Santa Claus?
It is Santa Claus, and he's being real loud.
You'd think that people at other houses would have heard him too if he's so loud delivering presents.
Yeah, you'd think so, but people at other houses aren't the protagonists of this movie.
Right.
So Scott runs outside and sees Santa on the rooftop, and he thinks he's being robbed, so he kills him with a gun.
Come on, man. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he shoots him dead. We can't have the main character murder Santa Claus in the first act of our movie. You guys have characters get killed in the first act all the time. I mean, why is it okay for Bambi's mom to be killed, but not Santa Claus?
Because we don't have the protagonist be the killer, like Bambi's not the one that shot his mom.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. So what if Scott just startles Santa and he falls off the roof and dies?
Still kinda responsible.
Well, Scott kinda has to be responsible, cause the whole thing is that he's gonna take Santa's place.
Is there a way we can lighten it up a little more? Maybe a little hand wave from Santa and he disappears?
Okay, yeah, sure. So we'll have Santa's dead arm reanimate for a second and then his corpse will vanish from this realm.
This is still super dark.
Now, would the hand wave be like a post-mortem spasm or is he really back from the dead?
Okay, let's just move on, please.
Well, okay then.
So what happens next? Do they call an ambulance?
Well, no, because the corpse vanished.
Right.
But we're gonna find out that if Santa Claus dies and you put on his clothes, you become Santa Claus.
Wait, that's all it takes?
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? People thought that Santa Claus was just a guy, but it turns out it's like a thing that's passed on to new hosts through magic.
But what would happen if, like, a meth head killed Santa and put on his clothes?
I guess we'd have to hope that the meth head has a lot of Christmas spirit.
I guess so.
So then Scott and Charlie are gonna deliver a bunch of presents together and then go to the North Pole.
Oh, what happens there?
Well, a bunch of elves are there and they're all like, oh, hey, I guess you're the new Santa Claus, what's up?
Don't they care that the other Santa Claus just died?
Not even a little bit.
Oh my god, I didn't know that elves were so heartless.
Yeah, it makes you realize that when Scott eventually dies, they're not gonna care either. Nothing matters to them.
Jeez, that is dark.
Yeah, well, they've been alive for so long that they clearly must not feel any attachment to human life anymore.
Why do they even make presents then?
I don't know.
And what about Mrs. Claus? She must be sad that he's dead, right?
Well, we're not gonna mention her, so either she was already dead or the elves tossed her out into the cold when the old Santa died.
Oh my lord.
Anyway, so then Scott accidentally flirts with an elderly child and falls asleep.
What?
And then he wakes up at home and kind of brushes the whole thing off as a dream.
Okay.
But then slowly he starts to physically turn into Santa Claus.
What do you mean?
Well, like he has to go to this meeting at work in sweatpants because he suddenly gained a bunch of weight.
What's the meeting about?
It's just this meeting where they're kind of pitching Christmas ads.
Oh, pitch meetings are tight.
Yeah, and so even though his coworkers order salads, Scott orders a bunch of sweets.
So that's part of his Santa transformation, just eating sweet stuff nonstop?
Yeah, because that's one of the things that people love about Santa Claus, you know, his crippling sugar addiction.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So then Scott starts to put on a bunch of weight because of his horrible eating habits.
So wait, why does Santa have to be a fat guy?
Because that's what Santa looks like.
Right, but the whole thing is that Santa isn't one guy. It's a job that's passed on from person to person.
Right.
So what's the purpose of the unhealthy weight gain if it's just a job where somebody has to deliver presents?
That's just how Santa's supposed to look.
So you're changing some elements of the mythology but keeping others at random?
Oh, it's not random. It's so we can make fat jokes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so Charlie's mom Laura and her boyfriend Neil are on a mission to prove to Charlie that Santa's not real.
Pretty mean to destroy a kid's dreams like that.
Yeah, and they're gonna make Scott lose visitation rights with his son.
Jeez, these people are awful.
Yeah.
But if Santa does exist, that means that Laura and Neil would suddenly see new presents under the tree every Christmas morning.
Yeah, well, that's not enough for them to believe in Santa, apparently.
Well, if that's not enough, it's gonna be impossible to convince them.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they stopped believing in Santa when they were young because they didn't get the toys they asked for, so Scott gets them those toys.
How come the Santa Claus that was in charge when they were young didn't give them what they wanted?
Maybe they had a meth addict Santa back then, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, we're also gonna have this elf Bernard that teleports into their home to get Scott and Charlie.
Wait, elves can teleport into people's homes?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Then wouldn't it make more sense for them to teleport inside people's homes to deliver presents?
Well, that's Santa's job, you silly producer. He flies on the sleigh and goes down the chimneys.
But I mean, why would that responsibility land on him if the elves can do it 100 times better?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And so yeah, eventually Scott fully embraces his new job as Santa, and so does everybody else.
Wow.
So what do you think? Any thoughts on who should play Scott Calvin?
Well, ideally somebody that's kid-friendly, you know, not somebody with a dark past or anything.
Oh, I know just the guy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Oh yeah, he'd be great, and he's clean.
Yeah, I mean there was a little thing where he spent 2 years in jail because he got caught with 1.5 pounds of cocaine at an airport.
What?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. We also have a lot more of these videos on the channel. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe and comment and share on Facebook and Twitter. Just start hitting all the buttons except hopefully dislike. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch meeting. Bye bye.